percent of how our depreciation will affect our taxes. As you know, the higher the earnings of the company, the more taxes they'll have to pay. That means the more depreciation expense you take, the lower your earnings, and consequently, the lower taxes that you'll pay. As such, a lot of companies like to use double declining balance because it accelerates their depreciation, meaning it lowers their taxes in early years. Consequently, when they purchase large assets, they can use this to increase their depreciation expense. In turn, this is going to decrease net income. Because decreasing net income leads to a decrease in taxes, it means it'll actually increase how much cash they have on hand. They can then use this extra cash to buy more property, plant, and equipment. And in turn, that's going to, again, continue this cycle. So actually, by increasing the depreciation now, they can increase their asset purchases throughout the life of the company.